We roll in. Again, Bud Black will join us coming up in about 40 minutes. Looking forward to that. Let's get to some of the other stories. DenverSports.com. Our Jake Shapiro was at the Nuggets game last night as Michael Porter Jr. spoke about his brother, Jontay Porter, who is at the center of an NBA investigation into irregularities surrounding prop bets based on his statistics. We told you about a couple of games in which there was a certain number of individual statistics for Jontay Porter. He ended up leaving the game early due to a injury or a sickness on two different occasions, and it came out the next day that his prop bets were among the most wagered upon prop bets on the website, on the gambling site. So the NBA is investigating. MPJ coming out defending his brother, as you expect, saying, hey, this is a guy who loves basketball. He's so thankful for the opportunity to be in the NBA. I have a very hard time believing he would do anything to jeopardize that, was what MPJ had to say.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect him to say that. But they are odd, right? Like, how many people are betting on prop bets on Jontay Porter? And then for them to be, like, the one of the most gambled prop bets, like...
Well, the skeptic would say, hey, here's a guy who probably realistically knows that his chances of sticking in the NBA for a long time are pretty slim, so cash out while you can. I'm not accusing him of anything. I'm just saying you could see how a skeptic may look at it.
It certainly on its surface does not look good. But I tell you what, all these leagues got into bed with organized gambling.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a good thing, because maybe these things have been going on for a long period of time, Mike. But now that they're organized to a degree, some of the seedy underbelly that I think used to be a part of this, although Shohei was, you know, that was accused with a bookie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Illegal gambling. I don't really know that much about the gambling world.
MPJ,
you're better off. You know more about the seedy underbelly
of
things
than
I do.
I'm more familiar living in the seedy underbelly than you are. Mm-hmm. Yes. MPJ went on to say, when asked about his general thoughts on sports gambling, really thoughtful answer. He said, quote, especially the last few years, you hear more, you know, people in the crowd saying what they need you to score tonight, or you know what they don't want you to score. Every night you're disappointing someone. You're disappointing the people if you scored too much because they have made a bet on your under. You disappointed people if you didn't score enough. He said, I think it's obviously a dangerous habit. It's a dangerous vice for people. I think, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. So I think that even though it is a thing we as players just have to accept, and it's hard. It's hard because it's out there, and it's very, I just find you continue to say, look, it's hard and fast rule. You play professional sports. You can't gamble on sports.
You can't gamble on your sport.
You can't even gamble on any sport in your own building.
Yeah.
Like if you're on team proper. It just seems so hypocritical to me that the teams are making billions. Leagues are making billions of dollars off gambling. And yet in the next breath they're saying, but you can't do any of it.
But they're not saying you can't do any of it.
Well, you can't do it in our building. You don't think that there's a hypocrisy there? You don't think that...
No, because I think the player salaries are... some of that money that the players are making are based off of those relationships they have with organized sports betting. So, I mean, here's our rules. You know, we're trying to keep us as safe as possible. Because the biggest part of this thing is the integrity of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if the integrity of the game comes into question, then... You know, it's going to really hurt the league. So,
but if the integrity of the game is so crucial that the mere whiff of any kind of gambling or point shaving allegation can bring that sport down to its knees, then why risk it if you're the league by openly jumping into bed with all these gambling sites?
Yeah, well,
if there's so much potential danger but to your game, then why the, so
I think the theory behind that, Mike, is that now it's regulated. Now we have more of an opportunity, if it happens, to catch it, nip it in the bud, to suspend guys. And you've seen a bunch of guys that have been suspended over the last couple of years that, you know, probably more in the last 2 or 3 years than you'd ever seen before. So does that mean it never happened before? Probably not. So, you know, it's kind of like the super strict parents that, you know, prohibit and like you can't do this and drinking this and that, that, and then the kid gets out on his own and just goes hog wild, right? Goes crazy. Versus the parents that are a little bit more laxed, and it's, you know, it's one of those things that you're not getting away with stuff, and we're talking about it, we're discussing it, it's not just forbidden, I forbid you, you know, and there's actual discussions. Those kids usually, when they take off and explore, you know, the great unknown, whatever, they don't get themselves into as much trouble. It seems to me that that's kind of the way things operate. But, you know, again, that might not be a great analogy, but I think that's, you know, the best I can come up with.
Staying with our pal Jake Shapiro, he was, again, at the game. He did a roundup on the game at denversports.com, and he said that losing to the Suns doesn't mean that much. That because the Nuggets were playing without Jamal Murray, because the Nuggets may be, you know, looking ahead to their game with Minnesota, more important in the division, in the conference, Phoenix having just lost the other day to a bad San Antonio team, that this isn't necessarily that big of a deal. He writes, the record books and standings may remember Wednesday, and so too may the most optimistic Suns fan, but for the Nuggets, the loss was about as meaningful as a summer league game. That's some serious whistling past the graveyard there, Jake. You've lost to Phoenix now twice.
Right.
Since the All-Star break, both at home. And you clearly saw on display the shot-making ability that this Phoenix team has in Durant, Beal, Booker. By the way, Booker had a lousy game. Grayson Allen. I wouldn't be so casual in just blowing off the Suns. I think the Suns are their biggest threat in the West.
I do, too. Booker's hairline is ridiculous. That dude has got thick hair. He's like the anti... What's the guy's name, Trae Young?
No. Oh, yeah, Trae Young. Yes, Trae Young, yes.
Yeah, that dude is, Trae Young is about as wispy as...
Yes, well, go ahead, say it.
As wispy as you. But...
Trae Young is probably about 3 years away from using the magic marker.
Dude, at some point...
Full LeBron.
You just gotta let that go. At some point, you just got to let that go.
Exactly. You got to do what Derek White did.
Yeah, Derek White.
Parker's own, Derek White, Colorado's own, Derek White. He just looked in the mirror after being rightly put on the all-Timmy team, and he just shaved it off.
You know, he did.
Great decision. And he's having a career year, right, too.
He so did doing shave it off shortly after we put him on the all-Timmy team.
That's true. That's true.
So we put him on the all-Timmy team.
Yeah.
He looked himself in the mirror, so we've done a public service.
We did.
That's not bullying.
Nope.
It's a public service.
Kyle Anderson now needs to listen to us.
Yeah.
The guy from Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
He's... And Landry Shamet.
Oh, yeah, Shamet.
He needs to listen to us, too.
All right.
Timmy!
Yeah.
Timmy.
Yeah, Derek White looks way better bald.
Yes, he does.
Than with that.
And Trae Young... You're probably heading that way as well. So, I disagree with Jake on that one. I don't blow that one off. I don't. I'm not saying I'm scared. There's a difference between a threat versus you're scared of a team. I'm not scared of the Suns. There's nobody in the West I'm scared of. But if you're talking about ranking the teams in the West that you think could give the Nuggets a tussle.
Yeah,
I would put Phoenix at the top.
By the way, here's the other thing is, one, they're knocking down shots from deep, right? Grayson Allen is ridiculous. That dude's almost shooting 50% from three. He took one. he was six feet behind the 3-point line and just nothing but net. But when you start having to close guys out and you have to start playing that deep a defense, you know what it opens up? Those long rebounds. And now all of a sudden defensive rebounds, you got to adjust your defensive rebound game, and that's what's hurt the Nuggets here. Michael Malone talked about it since the All-Star break.
Another one from Jake at DenverSports.com. Jake having a big night. He must have been up when this news release came out. He wrote about it. The Rockies announced. This is weird. Even by Rockies standards, this one was weird. Okay? Not only do they wait until literally the day of their season opener to announce their TV plans, they release the news. The press release goes out at 12:30 in the morning. And as Jake wrote, are you planning to snooze through this coming Colorado Rockies season? At the very least, you were likely sleeping when the team announced new options to watch Rockies games on TV. So basically what it comes down to is this. You can watch them on Comcast Xfinity via channel 1262.
Yes.
I checked it out this morning. It's there. And it's promoting the game for tonight. You can get it on Fubo. So if you have Fubo for Avalanche and Nuggets games, you can get them on Fubo. You can get them on DirecTV, channel 683.
Okay.
Spectrum Cable, if you have Spectrum, you can get them there as well. They will not, though, be on Dish Network.
12, what was it? 83?
1262. DirecTV is 683. So you combine the two to 1283.
That's all I have to remember is 12. 12, and then
you don't. You know, you've got that little button on your remote that if you push it, it brings up all the current games that are on sports events that are on TV. You don't know. Don't look at me. You're looking at me very quizzically.
You
can just push it, and it'll immediately show you options, and then you just. Go
what
to
button
it.
Is that?
Oh, jeez. It's C on mine.
C?
C.
I just pushed the little... Do you have the speak to...
You can do that, too.
That's what I do.
All right. Rockies. All right, do that.
But now all I have to do is remember 12. 12 and Waterboy. That's how I'll remember that.
He was number 62?
No. 62 is a guy who disrespected his mama. 62.
You're right.
He disrespected his mama.
You're right. I forgot about that.
Nobody talks about my mom. Now you know that.
Did I see, by the way, or was that just a gag, that they are making a Happy Gilmore 2?
I saw that. I did see that.
That's true. And Tiger Woods is going to be playing Chubbs?
What?
Yeah. Is that true? Or is that true, or is that just social media...
Oh, man.
I heard that Tiger's in it. Shooter McGavin's in it again.
Oh, that's my guy.
Paige Spiranek is in it.
We need to...
You will all be thankful for that.
I can get Shooter on.
Well, once it's in production, let's get Shooter on, okay?
Okay.
Some more stuff going on. ESPN's latest mock draft.
Ooh.
Okay. Matt Miller put out a mock draft, and he has the Broncos trading up from 12 to 4. And he has the Broncos taking J.J. McCarthy at number 4. He has quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh.
And he has the Broncos moving all the way up from 12 to 4. Now, it's going to be the Trey Lance deal all over again. So you want to move from 12 to 4, Broncos country, if you want to know what that looks like, you want to know what the pain is, you want to know what the haul is, you want to know what the bounty is, it's going to be this year's first-round pick.
Swaps.
Next year's first-round pick. 2026's first-round pick. There will be at least a third-round pick thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
And quite possibly a player, like a Cortland Sutton, let's say. Do you do it? Now that you're starting, it's funny, too, because it's been curious to see and hear the reaction of the whole, hey, You got to swing for the fences. You got to go for it. You got to be willing to be bold when it comes to quarterback position. Now that you're seeing the actual price tag, hearing some of those same people go, well, that might be a little bit too much. So what do you want?
Based on my understanding of the draft, the history of the draft, how quarterbacks get completely overdrafted, what the 2021 draft class looks like, where people were saying you got to move up, or you got to go get Justin Fields, got to go get Mac Jones, got to move.
Zach Wilson,
got to get that guy. Baker Mayfield, got to move up to get Sam Darnold, got to move up for, you know, Josh. What was the one guy that really just busted?
Josh Rosen. Most pro-ready quarterback.
As I mentioned yesterday, it's a brass in the pocket. There's nobody that's that special that you got to move up and you got to give up all that capital for. I don't believe.
Well, but Mark, you would think, right? You would think that cooler heads would prevail, right? And that
correct.
These organizations that spend millions of dollars on draft preparations and draft study, you would think that they probably have an analytics guy or two that's saying, hey, here's the track record of these quarterbacks that are taken in the top 10 over the last 20 years. It's not good. And all you have to do is just look at the 2021 class as a reminder of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure you want to do this?
Right.
And pay no attention. Teams are jumping right back into that pool.
Yeah. They can't help themselves,
Mike. They can't help themselves.
They really can't.
They cannot help themselves.
And I like to believe that we have a coach who can help himself or is so convicted about how good a guy is that he makes that move. By the way, did you see, I don't even know if you have this, the Jim Harbaugh, he instantly became my favorite coach. And I know he's quirky and I know he's kind of weird. But did you see what he said the other day about building the team from the inside out?
Yes, we're Johnny's working on getting heard it was a little bit muddy for us to be able to play on air, so I want to try to see if Johnny can find a cleaner version of it, because God, it was like that was just pure sweet tea for you.
Yeah, it was
just pure sweet tea on a hot summer day, sitting there on the patio, just
sitting
Man, you lapped that up.
Oh, my God. It's like sitting at Brian Kelly's house in the South at LSU. Is right. It Brian Kelly?
Yeah.
Let me top off that sweet tea for you. You know?
That's right. That's exactly.
Just having some Southern talk.
Yeah.
Some sweet tea. Maybe have a hush puppy.
A hush puppy. Okay. Yeah.
Can I offer you a hush puppy?
Uh-huh.
These are delicious. The missus uses a little bit of honey on them. Makes it just to give it a little bit of sweetness. Because we like that down here in the South.
Somebody's saying that getting Channel 1262 on Comcast requires an additional subscription. It's not free with your normal Comcast package. I was kind of curious about that.
Uh-oh.
Because normally, once you get up into the... You can... All right, so if you get the MLB package.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
And you want to see New York Yankee games, okay? You can.
Right.
Like on channel, I know Rogue's probably got it, big Yankee fan.
Yeah.
But you can get it like on channel 3052 or something, 3052. You can find, it's true. You
really?
Can find, that's a lot of where those games are found. So the fact that this Rockies thing is at 1262 does make me a little... skeptical.
Right.
I hope you can tune in. Now, but something tells me that you're going to have to pay for it. It'll probably be, you know, $20 a month, $100 for the season, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I get the feeling you're going to have to, and boy, do you have to be either a diehard Rockies fan. You either have to be a parent of one of the players, or, well,
yeah, but see, I, if if you have to get the Rockies as part of the overall MLB package, to me, that's money well spent. You know, I'm also a Red Sox fan. They're going to suck, too. I got a lot of sucky baseball coming my way this year. But I like baseball, right?
Yeah.
They got me. So, you know, the fact that I could have games on, you know, you like to have games on sometimes as background noise.
I do, and I like to have the Rockies on. I like to hunker down and watch the Rockies in the summer.
And even though I know they're going to be bad, I am genuine when I say this. I am genuinely excited about some of their young positional players.
Correct.
And I am curious to watch them develop. I actually do think they have the makings of a pretty good everyday lineup nucleus. But jeez, they're pitching. Oh, my God. Well, we'll ask Bud Black about it here coming up in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, I've already got my own personal boycott going where I'm only going to a max of 2 games this season.
That doesn't sound like a total boycott.
Huh? Well, if they were good, I would go to, I'd go between 10 and 15 games a year. So this is my own personal boycott. I can't completely swear off going to a baseball game.
I can get it.
I mean, I'm lucky I got a teenage son that actually likes baseball. So you think I'm going to...
Right. No, I get it.
Rob him of that opportunity? Of course not, but only a couple. Only a couple.
Okay.
Coming up next, we've got some more Rockies prop wagers as created by you great listeners. And the Broncos at Jaden Daniels Pro Day. Mark will recap what he saw on film with Jaden Daniels. That's next.
Ever since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my hiding spots.
Ha! Found ya.
How?
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. Now through March 21st, get started with 200 megabit internet for $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing, auto-pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and Wi-Fi equipment. Actual speeds vary.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
I love our listeners. I love our texters. One and the same.
Uh-huh.
But we asked for, let's be honest, we're getting ready to embark on a very painful journey here with the Rockies. So we might as well try to have some fun with it at the beginning. So we are asking, we are challenging you to come up with some unique Rockies-only props that we can have fun with following throughout the course of the season. So Johnny Fever, you've been monitoring the Ramoslav.com text line. What do you got?
Yep. So I wrote some down. And so Rogue and I have a bit of a proposition for you guys to kind of spice this up.
Okay.
So a little friendly competition. I wrote down 8 different props. We can go every other. So we'll let you get the first one over under. Then we'll take the second, so on and so forth. And then throughout the course of the season, we'll see who gets the most props right. Then we could decide whatever, you know, we have 162 games, so whoever wins, we can decide the prize. But it's a competition between Rogue and I as a team, you guys as a team.
Ooh.
And then you come up with your answers, we'll come up with ours, then we'll see who wins at the end of the season.
All right, I like it.
Well, I like it. The whippersnappers want to take on the old Grizzly Vets.
That's right.
Okay. All right, so first one, pretty easy. Win, loss, and you guys can take this one. Over, under 59 and a hook. For Rockies win-loss.
I'm taking the under.
I am too. I'm with you.
Perfect. We'll take the over.
All right.
All right, we'll go for the second one. Nolan Jones, over, under 23.5 home runs. He had 20 last year.
23.5?
Yeah. So 24.
So you guys get to pick first, though, right? You and Rogue.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Rogue, do you have any input on this? Rogue wants to go under, I think.
Under.
Okay, we'll do under.
So that means we automatically get the over?
Correct.
The over.
I would have taken the over anyway.
Yeah,
I would have. You fell into our trap.
Fools. Fools.
Man, this is like taking candy from babies.
Mike and Mark, 2. Rogue and Johnny, 0.
Go ahead.
All right, the longest win streak for the Rockies. Ooh. Over under 5.5. 5 was their number last year.
Yeah, I go under.
Yeah, they're not going to win 6 in a row.
No.
No way.
Okay, so under.
3-0.
All right, then for us, Chris Bryant, over under 89.5 games played.
Oh!
That's easy. We smashed the under on that.
I think
he's taken enough heat here locally that he goes over that. I'd have taken the over.
I don't think he cares.
You don't think he cares?
He's getting his money either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we still got the over though.
So we're stuck with 90 or more games.
Yep. And to be fair, you said you marked that 89.5 all the way in May of last year. I wrote it down. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm sorry. November.
November? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right.
Boy.
All right.
Stay away from those prison beds.
3-1.
You guys, how many total runs will the Rockies be outscored by?
Ooh.
They were outscored by 236 runs last year, which is insane. I dropped it down to 229 in the hook, and it's you guys.
Oh, it's us.
Yep.
So will they get outscored by more than 230 runs this year? They're gonna have some 12-2 games in there.
Yeah, yes, the pitching is not good.
Yeah, we'll take the over. We'll take the over on that one.
The under. Okay. All right, then for us, Rockies 2024 attendance, will they be better or worse than 15th? They were 14th last year.
Ooh, okay. You guys gonna take the top? That's yours?
Yep. So right. Better or worse than 15th, so 14th or lower.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and take 14th or lower.
14th or higher. Meaning like
no, 14th, 13th, 12th.
Yeah. You're going to take that. Yeah. Okay, I have a feeling that I have never felt more apathy around this team than I'm sensing right now. I think it's felt at the box office.
Yeah.
I think they tumble a little bit in attendance this year.
Yeah. All right, then last one goes to you guys. Who will have more, Rockies wins or Nathan MacKinnon goals? Nathan MacKinnon has 45 goals with 10 games left.
I think Rockies wins.
Yeah. I think Nate gets to 50, but I don't think he gets to like 55.
Yeah.
And I think the Rockies get at least to 55. Yeah. So, yeah, well, I think that's a...
Yeah.
We're going to win. You're going to be owing us big time by the end of the season.
We'll see.
All right.
All right.
All right, we'll see what happens.
I like it. Those are good prop bets.
Somebody said, you two are part of the problem when it comes to supporting the Rockies.
Part of the problem?
Yeah, that the idea is that the Rockies are allowed to get away with what they get away with because... so many people continue to go out and support them. Are we part of the problem?
I don't know. I used to go a lot more than I do now.
Me too.
I think I only went to one game last year.
That's all I went to. I've gone to two in the last 2 years.
Yeah. So I haven't frequented.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not part of the problem. And if I end up buying the MLB package, that also includes Rockies games, but that's to see other games as well. How about this one? Who hits more home runs at Coors Field this year?
Shohei Ohtani or
Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant. Is Shohei going to be playing this year?
Shohei's going to be playing. There is no way. There is no way Major League Baseball
is going to let
Shohei take the fall for this. No way.
They're going to do a thorough investigation and come away with it's like the rogue supplement companies that keep poisoning our athletes with steroids.
Right?
Right. Same type of thing.
Never knew.
Going to go with the rogue interpreter.
That what I was putting in my body was against the rules. I never knew. I'm as shocked as you are.
Exactly. These cheating supplement companies.
Oh, snuck that one by me. If Bud Black's listening right now, he's not coming on the show. I don't put any of this on Bud. None of this.
Yeah.
Anything, I have no problem at all with the Rocky players. I root for the Rocky players. I root for the coaches, the managers, all that stuff. My vitriol is solely directed at one person and one person only. And that's the owner.
I think it's fair. I'm a huge Bud Black fan. So love Bud. And I'm with you, man. I love Chuck Nasty. I love baseball. I do. It's upsetting. But I think some of these young players are exciting too, Mike.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah. You guys are not part of the problem. You guys are cynical front runners. Some of us are baseball fans.
Well, what does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Why? Because we're thinking they're going to lose a lot of games this year? Does that make us front runners? Hey, I hope we're proven wrong. I hope they shatter the perception that they're only going to win 60 games this year.
Remember, Arizona, I mean, I know different organizations and whatever, but Arizona a couple of years ago lost 100 games, and they were in the World Series last
year.
Sure. So it can happen.
It can happen. Just build it up.
And build it up. And go Ashford and Simpson on it.
We're not going to do that again.
Yeah, and then you go solid as a rock.
Well, they're not. They had a lot of building to do before they're solid as a rock.
Yeah.
Bud Black will join us coming up next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans. I wish I knew you wanted me. I
wish I knew. Start of the baseball season. Colorado Rockies opening up tonight in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, and getting ready to begin his eighth year as a skipper of the Rockies is Bud Black, who joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Bud, good morning. Happy opening day.
Good morning, boys. Great to be on. Thank you. It's a great day, opening day, as you guys know.
There's no question. I think one of my great sports memories is watching opening day in Boston one year as, you know, they announced the teams when Daniel was with Detroit. And I got to tell you, man, it still is. It sends chills up your spine. It's still got to be a big thrill, right?
You know, for me it is. After all these years, going back to Little League or your first high school game and then professional baseball, it's cool stuff. And what was cool yesterday, guys, we had a workout and, we have more than a handful of players who are making their first opening day. Nolan Jones, Brenton Doyle, and the veterans on the team got a nice bottle of their preferred drink, and it was pretty cool stuff to see the reaction of the guys, because it's special for them. I mean, the first one as a major leaguer is good stuff, so we're all looking forward to tonight.
When you're able to tell a player like Michael Tolia that he makes the team, is that still part of the best part of the job for you, to be able to tell one of these young guys that they made the squad?
Yeah, it really is, and conversely the other way as well. But mm-hmm. You know, when you bring a player into your office and you know it's great news, you can sort of see them anticipating what you're going to say. And then once you say it, it's great stuff. And I've had great reactions over the years. Just the other day, Anthony Molina, who we acquired from Tampa Bay, and I told him that he made the team, he started tearing up. And that's happened a lot over the years where, guys just are so happy that they made the roster. And even going back 8 years ago when Marquez and Freeland and Sensatella were told, I still remember those mornings in Scottsdale telling those guys that made the team. So, Mike, it's really cool stuff.
You know, but there's obviously you look at the power rankings and everybody ranks you guys down toward the bottom. But give us reason for optimism and some of the young guys that you have right now. Tovar just signed the long deal. I like his. I like his play. I like watching him. So why should we be optimistic? Give us some optimism on these young players.
You're right, Stink. I think with us, the position player group, if we keep these guys together and on the field, I think, that could be our strength. I think we're going to play really good defense. We showed that last year. And we have multiple gold glove type players. And offensively, Bryant, Rogers, Blackman, McMahon, Jones, Tovar. This is a group that offensively should do more than what we did last year. We were banged up for sure. But if we can keep this group on the field for the majority of the season, the offense I think will be way more potent than what it's been the last couple of years. The question will be, as you guys know, pitching is so important. You know, our starting rotation has to stay intact. You know, they're not, you know, maybe not high-end number one type pitchers, but they compete, and I need our, we need our bullpen to step up in close games that we, you know, expect to win. So position player-wise, I think it's optimistic. The pitching, I know our guys are going to battle, and hopefully we can all put it together.
Look, Bud, you know the number that's out there, and people are projecting you guys to lose 100-plus baseball games. What would be your message to Rocky fans listening to you right now in terms of, hey, hang with us, there are better days ahead? What would be your message to Rocky fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, it's tough at times to really look at the projections, right? But I think the message is you never know what can happen. I think with us, you know, we're going to play hard. We're going to play our butts off. We're going to come and attack the other team both offensively and on the mound. And our guys have a lot of pride. That's the thing that, you know, we've talked about in spring training is, you know, the naysayers are out there, and our guys hear it. You know, they don't. You know, they don't say much publicly, but internally, you know, the guys are, you know, not liking what they're hearing. So, it's one of those things. When you get backed up into the corner, you come out fighting. And I think that's the message that we want to send to our fans: that come out. You're going to see us play hard. You're going to see us run the bases hard. You're going to see us play defense. You're going to see us attack the strike zone. All these things that, you know, I think a fan can appreciate. You know, that's what, you know, we're hoping for. And continued improvement.
Hey, Bud, one of my favorite guys to watch over the years has been Chuck Nasty. I know he's a bit quirky, you know. He's got the beard, but he's just a great baseball player, and what an unbelievable hitter this guy has been. What's it been like managing him over the last 8 years?
Well, you know, a special player in so many ways. You know, he's performed. He's been a multi-year all-star. You know, he's led the league in hitting. He's gotten 100 RBIs. He just, you know, he's put up numbers. But, you know, the way he does it is what, and Mark, you've been there, the daily preparation, the daily work ethic, the daily commitment to be a good baseball player. That's what, for me, has been admirable when I see Charlie. He's a guy that I've never had to worry about as far as where his heart is, where his head is. And the fans should know that. And I've said it multiple times that, you know, he's what you look for in a professional. And it's been great to witness. It's been great for our players to witness. And our guys have learned from Charlie in that regard about how to go about it. And he's just so steady and dependable, and the work ethic and the commitment's off the charts.
Visiting with Rockies manager Bud Black as he gets set to manage this team in his eighth season as skipper of the Rockies. And Bud, you've been around here a long time. You know the dialogue that surrounds this franchise. And you know, I'll be honest, I've not hid my you know, displeasure with the way that upper management has run things over there. Do you feel that your ball club has the support of management, upper management, and ownership?
Well, I do, because I'm around these guys every day, and Dick is present, and nobody cares more about this organization and this franchise than Dick. And I know that Dick, over the years, has tried, you know, year to year, to, you know, make commitments to players, to acquire players, to do things that he feels from his end he has to do to help us win. So I guess I can answer that just by the you know, the day-to-day, you know, what I see and where their heart is as far as this organization. So I feel it. I think the players feel it. When you have players sign extensions here, when you hear players talk, there isn't a lot of negativity. when you walk in, when you walk inside that clubhouse and you talk about the Rockies, when they talk about themselves and what we have going on. So, you know, I feel it, and I think more importantly, the players feel it.
It's awesome.
One more for you. I got one more because you've been managing for a long time. San Diego here with the Rockies. I'm curious, how do you feel about the direction the game is going, and so much emphasis on analytics and reams of data that you're presented with before every game? Is it something you've embraced, or have you struggled with it?
Well, no, I've embraced it because I do think there's a blend here going on of data that will help a manager, will help a player, will help a coach, will help an organization. I think we've seen that in all sports. You know, you guys talk a lot of football over there, and I know that analytics, become a part of the conversation. But I also know, and you guys can appreciate this, at the end of the day, it's about the players, how they're built, what's in their gut, their aptitude, and when they go out to compete. I mean, that's what matters. The coaching that takes place on technical stuff, on movements, on mechanics, both pitching and hitting, that matters, right? The physical part. But if we can present some things analytically that help them compete and they're able to absorb it, it helps. But ultimately, it's about the guys who play and out there in the fire. And the key is to get the right guys. I mean, that's how you do it. But it's not going away because it's hard not to use the technology because it's real and it's good. But you cannot rely on it. You got to rely on the player, coaching, leading, motivating, teaching. That's still a part of it.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, bud, we appreciate you, man. All the best this season. And you know who to call if you need somebody to shorten a few necks over there, all right? That's me.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yes. I can bring you in. You can talk to the group.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks.
See you, bud. Take care.
All right. Bud Black, skipper of the Rockies, and, some good candid answers from him.
My God, Bud Black.
They hear you.
Yeah.
They hear you. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's being said. You know, sure. It's not like they're performing in a fog over there.
Mm-hmm.
They know, and they say they're mad about it. All right. Well, go do something about it. There you go. Okay. Good stuff with Bud Black. You can react to that as you see fit on the RonaldSlot.com text line, 303-713-1043. Did the Phoenix Suns prove what we were saying about them yesterday? That's next.